Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM. A River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click River Talk. You get Dimitri 5 days a week. Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, Dimitri live and dangerously local. Thursdays and Fridays, Dimitri Encore and dangerously local. Steve Novotny, 5 days a week, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time, all right here on the River Talk Radio Network, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the mighty 1290 and the sturdy 1430. The audio path of totality, and Dimitri live and dangerously local is now the force multiplier of truth. Thank you. One more thought regarding this suck-ass cable company, MCTV, that has been so screwed up that they have not given us service now for, I guess this is the second day, and it's apparently affecting many, 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 many people here in the listening area. Thank goodness for broadcast, because you can, you know, hear me on your radio in your cars and homes or whatever. But boy, oh boy, the problems with this cable company. I never thought I'd see a cable company worse than Comcast. I mean, really, honest to God, I just cannot imagine anything worse than Comcast, because I'm a Comcast customer. So I know, believe me, I know how bad Comcast is. But this MCTV, I mean, they're fairly new, and they were talking about, oh, we got fiber optics everywhere, and we're really cool. We're from Canton or whatever the hell they're from. And something bad happened yesterday, something very bad that affected their, quote, service throughout the Upper Ohio Valley. And when my coworkers first called in to say, hey, you know, what happened? We don't have internet. Apparently, the default setting from the customer service person, service in quotes, the MCTV customer, quote, service, is, well, the problem's on your end. Got to figure it out. And so we, being trusting, believing people, started working on it on this end. It's like, well, something bad happened here. We got to figure this out. And MCTV essentially had our people jumping through hoops to figure out what was wrong on this end. Well, surprise, surprise. Turns out nothing was wrong on this end. That the problem was on the MCTV end. Now think about what this means. When our people, Johnny O and Aaron, reached out to MCTV, they're told the problem's on your end. Now, there's a big problem. We don't know that. We just know that we don't have internet anymore, which really screws up everything here. And MCTV is saying, well, the problem's on our end. How the hell do they not know that the problem is on their end? And it's affecting heaven only knows how many thousands or tens of thousands of different households here in the Upper Ohio Valley. How do they not know this? But the default setting seems to be, well, the problem's on your end. Fix it. And so what MCTV did is they had our people jumping through hoops, trying to figure out what's the problem. Well, it turns out, of course, that we did not have a problem on our end. The problem is on MCTV's end. MCTV, MC is in mighty crappy TV. So Johnny calls back, Aaron calls back, and they hang up on both of our guys. It's one thing to have a really crappy cable system like MCTV, but it's quite another that whenever you have your customers calling, needing help. Again, this is one of the biggest businesses that they probably have here with MCTV. For them to hang up on Johnny O, MCTV, hanging up on Johnny O, and hanging up on Aaron, who also works here, who's this wonderful guy who just would never offend anyone for any reason. That just infuriated me beyond belief, and I'll tell you why. And everyone in Belmont County will certainly know this, that Comcast is horrible. It's by any definition, it's absolutely horrible horrible service, horrible everything. I can't tell you the number of times. It averages to once every 3 or 4 weeks, maybe more like 3 weeks, once every 3 weeks, where something bad happens with Comcast, with the box, with the internet, with the whatever. Something always bad happens with Comcast, maybe once every 3 weeks. And so what I do is I actually have it in my phone book here on my iPhone. I click the 800 number. I've done this like a million times now. I click the 800 number for Comcast customer service and get a recorded AI or whatever it is. It's a voice of a woman, and it sounds as if I'm talking to a woman who's very helpful and is taking down all the information, because after I say, you know, my name, you hear as if she's typing. But we know she's not typing. It's all a lie. It's all theater. And I go through this routine. I can't tell you how many times I've done this. And, you know, the Comcast doesn't work again. The box doesn't work. The TV doesn't shut off. The, you know, this doesn't. I mean, it never ends with Comcast. It never ends with Comcast. And we usually end up at this stage. Well, checking our system here, it looks like you might need a reboot. And so we're going to reboot everything, send a message down the line, and you're going to reboot. And would you like us to that's the other thing with Comcast. They always ask, well, do you want to go online and take care of your problem? And I always tell them no, because most of the time that doesn't even work because the internet's out. Long story short, the solution many times is we're going to reboot our system and we're going to send them, you know, signal down the wire, and you're going to be out of service for about 10 to 20 minutes. And they're going to send you a text to see how much you love us or whatever it happens to be. I've gone through this. I can't tell you how many times. All right, fine. So I go through this with Comcast. But maybe about a third of the time that reboot doesn't work. So then, and I'm screaming into the phone, customer service, administration, I need some kind of code word that I can finally get a human being. And eventually the automated system that Comcast has for their customer quote service recognizes that I'm in dire need of speaking to a human being in customer service for Comcast. And I swear to you, I'm not making this up. So they say, okay, fine. We'll get you a customer service representative. You'll be able to talk with this person. Okay. Guess where Comcast sends me? I'm on the phone in St. Clairsville. Comcast sends my phone call, because again, I'm in dire need of help, sends it to the Philippines. My sources tell me that's a country in or near Asia, somewhere in the water. I guess the Pacific Ocean or something. Their customer service for Comcast, at least all the times that I have needed to speak with them, and I need them a lot because nothing is ever right with Comcast. I'm speaking to somebody in the Philippines. And I must say that they speak English a whole lot better than I speak the Philippine language, whatever that is. But they're still Filipinos. And God bless them, they try their best. They're actually very nice people. Every time that I've called, no jerks, no whatever. They've actually been very nice people. But it's the Philippines. And sometimes it's really hard understanding what they're saying. But they do try. I mean, I will give them a plus for trying. But against the Philippines. And eventually, Comcast works for a few more weeks, and then we go through this again. And whenever there's a bad storm, their cable lines get knocked down, and they've got to come out, or they've got to work on a splicing thing, or a this, that, or the. I mean, never ends with Comcast. But the one thing with Comcast, the one thing, and I, I it even pains me to say this, but I, you know, fair's fair. The one thing with Comcast, as bad as it is, as horrible as it is, as wretched as it is, the one thing with Comcast, whenever I have called and spoken to a human being, and I guess mostly in the Philippines, every once in a while South Africa, but mostly the Philippines. They never hung up on me. They never said, well, we don't know, goodbye, click. They never hung up on me. Comcast. The one thing that I can say about Comcast that is good about their customer service is, you know, in the Philippines, they never hung up on me. And I've had some really bad problems with Comcast, and they are never ending. But they never hung up on me. When Johnny O this morning and was here in my studio, on the air, talking about this suck-ass cable company we have here, this MCTV, which stands for apparently Mighty Crappy TV. The customer, quote, service representative or representatives for MCTV hung up on Johnny O and hung up on Aaron. These are both really good guys. These are both decent human beings. And we are a major business here in the Upper Ohio Valley. I mean, this is like a money machine here for Mr. Deep Pockets. All the revenue that's coming is we're so popular. We're doing so well. So we have got to be, there's no question in my mind that we have got to be one of the biggest, one of the most important accounts for this suck-ass cable company, MCTV. Mighty crappy TV. And Johnny O is not only our morning DJ here on the biggest station on WAMP in his morning show, but he's also the de facto operations guy and everything else. He's a big deal here behind the scenes. And he's reaching out to them saying, look, you, we've had no service now for this the second day or whatever, yeah, whatever the conversation was about. When are you going to get it? What's wrong? This, that, and the other. You know, so many other people here don't have MCTV because they got the same problem. Aaron, another one of our people here, lovely human being, terrific guy, would never harm a fly, also is calling. And MCTV has got to know who we are. I mean, we're a big business account. And MCTV customer, quote, service hangs up on Johnny O and hangs up on Aaron. What level of arrogance is this? What level of incompetence is this? And when MCTV first told, the first time they called, oh, it's the problem's on your end. You have no idea how much work these guys had to do jumping through all the hoops here on this end to make sure the problem was not on our end. And MCTV had to know this. MCTV had to know when their system wasn't working. But the default setting is it's the customer's fault. Go fix it. I am no fan of Comcast. Again, every few weeks there's a problem. I call and go through the same routine, the same everything with these people. It never ends with Comcast. And many times I end up talking with their customer service in the Philippines. But as bad as Comcast is, and as difficult as it is sometimes to even understand these poor people in the Philippines who are trying their best, they never hung up on me. They never blew me off. They never said essentially, screw you, we don't really, you know, care. You know, you'll get customer, excuse me, you'll get cable service when we get it to you. They never did that. They never did that. And I know some of these poor Filipinos are answering their phones from their the customer service, Comcast, from their homes. In fact, several of them actually have told me that. But no matter how bad the Comcast customer service is, and no matter how bad the everything is with Comcast, and it is really, really bad. I mean, there are many times when I've said, I think Comcast is, based on my experience, is the worst company in the history of companies. That might be a slight exaggeration, but only slight. But as bad as Comcast is, as bad as Comcast sucks, they never, never hung up on me. At the end of the conversation, they always ask, is there anything else we can do for you? Meanwhile, this suck-ass cable company we're stuck with, MCTV, hangs up on Johnny and Aaron. Screw MCTV. Screw them.